Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Go to Augusta National now. The outstanding and the best in the business. Doesn't matter what topic it is, Jerry Dulac. My friend, it is wonderful to hear you again.
Well, Steve, you know I always enjoy chatting with you and always enjoy coming on the show. It's my favorite event of the year. Last week I was at the NFL owners' meetings, and now I changed my hat, and I'm down at the Masters.
So let's talk about this. There is going to be overnight rain as this goes. What's the thought process on what it does to change the course and what it does to change the possibility of who could win on this course?
Well, you know, Steve, first and foremost, I don't know how much it's going to rain, but I will say this. If any course is equipped to handle it, Augusta is because of that sub-air system that they have running underneath every hole, certainly every green. But, you know, and the other thing, too, it's a field of 89 players. So if they get backed up because of the rain, they're still able to jam things in. We've seen a 2-tee start. Put them off in threesomes, and with only 89 players, you know, even if they lose a day, a part of a day or a day, they could still make it work by Sunday. But, I'll tell you somebody who it's going to affect, and he rolled his eyes when he was asked about the forecast yesterday, and that's Tiger Woods. You know, the last thing he wants to see is moisture and the temperature get cooler because it's just harder for him, most especially with his leg. But let's not forget, he's still, you know, he's had 5 back surgeries. So that's always problematic in cooler, damp weather.
Yeah, because like Mike Weir and Zach Johnson, who are not two of the longest hitters ever, when it was wet during the week those 2 years, ended up being guys that emerged. But one note about Tiger Woods. I listened to an interview we did on Sirius, and he talked about the joy of being there, the joy of the champions dinner, the great memories. But then when he talked about his game, he talked about his leg. And you know, Jerry, you've talked many times about that. Unless you're there, you have no idea how up and down this course is. And that making the cut's a big deal to him. I mean, I found that to be interesting, fun, and then sad all at the same time.
Yeah, you're right about that, Steve. And even yesterday when he was in the media center, you know, he was talking about how last year, having not played at all, 14 months since that horrific car accident, he comes here and he makes the cut. And he says, I know I didn't get the W, which he calls a victory. He said, but that was a small victory in itself. Tiger Woods doesn't settle for small victories. He settles for big victories and only one kind of victory. But that just goes to show you how what a battle it was to be able to do that, to be able to walk that golf course, hobble around, and make the cut. It was a significant achievement, one he puts up there. You know, for a guy who has 15 major titles, that was as rewarding a 2 rounds as he's probably ever played, short of a major championship. So. And he talked about all the hardware in his leg, but he also talked about it's his leg, it's my leg, and the fact that he has his leg. And he's he's at the point now where he's just grateful and thrilled that he's able to play, and I don't mean play golf, but still go out and play in a major championship. And, okay, maybe not compete, but, you know, not finish at the back of the pack either. And so he understands where he is. He said he accepts it. He's just glad that, you know, one, he's alive, and two, he has his own leg. And so that's the way he says he's approaching everything right now.
Yeah, that's a really great answer. Obviously, there's going to be a week where a lot of people will wonder about the dynamics between the PGA Tour and LIV. What have you sensed about it so far?
Well, what I've sensed over the last 2 days is, surprisingly, Steve, a little bit of a love fest between the two. guys playing practice rounds together, guys going out and having lunch, guys seeing each other and exchanging hugs and handshakes and smiles. Everybody's playing nice and talking nice. I don't think there's any question it'll be extremely captivating if on Sunday it's either Brooks Koepka or Bubba Watson or DJ in the hunt, Cam Smith, of course, who's the best of the players, number six in the world, one of those guys up there on the leaderboard challenging whomever it is, Scottie Scheffler, Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, John Rahm. I mean, to me, that just makes as compelling a narrative on Sunday afternoon as you can find.
Does it help the dynamic you're talking about that Greg Norman is not there?
Oh, I don't think there's any question, because Greg Norman is and I don't say this disparaging about Greg, because mm-hmm. I like him. He's always yep. very nice to me. But there's no question he's the thorn in the side of the PGA Tour. You know, he was out to develop this tour. He's had an axe to grind with them for years. When goes all the way back to when they wouldn't allow him to play in the Australian PGA three decades ago. And he is, you know, Jay Monahan and the tour are never going to sit down with Greg Norman. And I don't think Greg Norman has any inclination to sit down with Jay Monahan. So, you know, Rory McIlroy a couple months ago said if they got rid of Greg Norman, maybe they would be willing to sit down and talk. And he, again, I don't think that was a direct attack at Greg Norman as much as what he's saying is that's the tour is just never going to sit down and come up with some agreement with him. And like I said, Steve, I don't think he has any inclination to do so either.
Yeah, in fact, I think Rory McIlroy making that comment was just him analyzing the situation. It wasn't personal.
Right, right.
Yeah. Okay, so now the ability to play the course. We all know that Scottie Scheffler, he comes in off a win. He won, you know, coming into this thing. He's the defending champion. Is he going to be one of the guys that you would put in that category of four or five that can win it?
Absolutely. I might narrow it down to one or two, to be perfectly honest. Certainly three.
Yeah.
You know, he wins the Players' Championship. He's the defending champ. Gets to the semifinals in a match play. Even when he's off his game, he's in the top 10. There's no question about it. Scottie Scheffler has a great demeanor to play in major championships. You know, he's a tremendous player, drives the ball long, great iron play, great short game. There's no question about it. You know, John Rahm is going to get a lot of the, you know, betting action, if you will.
Yeah.
And you know me too, Steve. I'm a big Jordan Spieth guy.
Yep.
But nobody plays Augusta better than Jordan Spieth. He's been in the lead mm-hmm. 9 times in his short career, and the only person who's ever had the lead after a round of the Masters more times is Tiger, and that's 10 times. And Tiger's yep. played in, what, 24 Masters. So
right.
Jordan Spieth around here he really is. He's a magician, and he's been playing better. He hasn't been able to finish on the weekends, but he's been there. And it won't surprise me at all. And I know he missed the cut last year, but he was struggling. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see him hunting here based on his track record at Augusta.
You know what? I agree with that. And you know one of the reasons why? Because I think he came to an early understanding in this tournament. If you're going to miss, know where to miss. And that's something that's difficult for most pros to figure out on that course.
Yeah, there's no question about it, and he knows that. The other thing he does, you know, the year he won, he made some ridiculous amount. And I want to say, and I think it's the record, when he tied the course record, I think he made like 28 birdies or something. Jordan Spieth makes a ton of birdies. Where he yep. gets into trouble is he has too many, you know, too many big numbers. He makes too many doubles here and there. Now, he's cut back on those one now that he's straighten his game out a little, but that's where he gets into trouble. It's, you know, the bogeys or mainly the doubles. He doesn't putt like he used to. He's still a little jittery with the putter, especially the short ones, you know, inside 6 feet, inside 5 feet. But I expect to see him I expect to see him up on that board into the weekend, Steve.
There's an exclusive club that has three majors along the way. You know, guys like Phil and Tom Watson, and yes, Arnold Palmer, and of course, Rory McIlroy. And Jordan Spieth in that category, too. All right. McIlroy has a chance to get to that career Grand Slam. We know he has the game. What do you think his chances are?
You know, Steve, he's another guy. Every year he comes to the Masters, I root for him because not only is he a world-class player, to me, when his game is on, he is the best player in the world, bar none. He's a good guy. He's great for the game. And when he comes to Augusta, I always want to see him win because I think he deserves the Grand Slam. And so it would be a great story if he did that. He's been playing well. We saw him get to the semifinals of the match play as well. He fixed his driver problems with TaylorMade. He's bombing the ball again. It's such a great weapon for him. It's all going to come down to his putter for him. You know, his wedge game has gotten better. But I think that he's another guy. Based on the way he's playing, I think he has a very good chance as well, and I would certainly like to see that happen.
One quick note, and then I'll get to your thoughts on who can win the thing. But I want to ask you about the NFL owners meeting. What were your takeaways from the NFL owners meetings that you just went to?
You know, there wasn't a whole lot that went on that was very compelling. Probably the biggest news was allowing them to wear the zero number on the jerseys again, but no double zero, no Jim Otto. I thought there was some interesting proposals. They tabled the one from the Eagles. You know, the alternate onside kick option. You know, give them the ball 4th and 20, and instead of trying an onside kick. But the NFL, Steve, they're not into gimmicks, and they think that's gimmicky. And so I don't see those owners ever passing that. They tabled it again. I thought that would have been – I thought the kickoff option where you put the guys, you line them on the opponent's 35, and, they can't start until the guy catches the ball. You know, they're worried about safety, obviously, with the players. And the kickoff is, guys could really get hurt with those collisions. They're trying to minimize that, but they always say they're trying to minimize it. They're not trying to reduce it. They do not want to take the kickoff out of the game.
Yeah, I agree they don't. And by the way, it's getting to the point where you and I are the ones that remember Jim Otto as a double zero as the center for the Raiders.
Right.
That just means we have experience, Jerry. All right.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. It means we've been doing it a long time, exactly.
Yeah, it's called experience. It's an attribute. Finally, Jerry, in the end, this settles on Sunday night. What do you think?
Rory McIlroy, Steve.
Good.
I think
I love it.
Yeah, he comes in a pretty good frame of mind. The key for him is getting off to a good start. If you go back, and I haven't computed the numbers, but I looked at him yesterday, a lot of 75s and 76 to start the Masters. You know, last year he shoots 64 in the final round. He holes out on 18. He even said yesterday it's one of the great moments in his career just to finish it off like that. Look, one year later, you don't ride the momentum of that. You just don't. It's a new year, it's new vibes. That doesn't carry over. But he's playing well. He's driving the ball great. And he's coming in with a good frame of mind. And I think this is, it's hard to repeat here. It's going to be hard for Scottie Scheffler. Not too many guys, obviously, have done it. You have to go back to Tiger in 02. But I think Rory's the guy this year.
It would be great for the game if he is the guy this year. Just a thought.
I agree.
Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for taking a valuable time at one of the great spots on the face of the earth to do it at Augusta National.
Steve, always good chat with you, my friend. I'll look forward to doing it again.